What's going on? Welcome to the Bad Taste Summit. Today is Thursday. Another pretty volatile day in the market. How are we holding up today, Julia? How are you doing?
Just slowly bleeding, thousand paper cut style, but otherwise I'm doing okay. How are you?
I hear you. I think I'm on the same boat. I know we're going to get into the platform here in a second, but NVIDIA is not looking too hot. I know that one's kind of had me on the edge of my seat, but anything else than that? I'm liking the sell-off in the market, because you know I'm still patiently waiting to see a 20 VIX, but that's pretty much it for me. I've been really watching that volatility index though.
Yeah, you might have to be patient for a while. We're at 18 now, which is different. It's so close, but it might take a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of excited. I think, like, you know, we're getting the shakeup that we were kind of expecting, not the way that I was expecting. Like, we have airlines moving all over the place. I don't know if you've been paying attention to that, but that's something that's been consistently surprising me, actually. We have Tesla not doing too hot, and then we have a couple companies that are reporting earnings. We had Netflix that is also not doing too hot. I'm surprised about that, actually. They just reported. And then we had Taiwan Semi, I believe this morning, as well as a couple other companies. But those were the ones that I was most looking forward to. So I'm very curious to see how the market decides to respond to this tomorrow. But otherwise, yeah, no, just slowly bleeding. The Russell and I are not on great speaking terms right now. I'm not gonna lie on that.
I hear you. I love the honesty with that relationship with the Russell. It looks like Netflix is to the ground it goes, is what it looks like. I didn't take any part in Netflix. I know. What a move.
Speed running right to the freaking
ground. Do you know if they beat or missed earnings?
I honestly don't look at earnings reports much when they actually come out. I usually I see the move, because the other thing too is could have had, a gnarly earnings report. This is a very volatile move, obviously, that we're seeing over here in Netflix. Pretty significant sell-off post-market. But then at the open, there's so many things that could happen terms of, how the market actually responds. So I usually give it a little bit of time, give it a little bit of a breather. But this is not the move I was expecting, because they knocked their last earnings out of the park.
That's really interesting. It looks like they're going to stop reporting quarterly subs in Q1 of 2025. That's interesting.
Are we now nearly 270 million subscribers after another strong showing to begin 2024 to stop providing subscriber numbers in 25?
Is that a little sus? What's your thoughts on that?
That's totally sus. And here's the thing. I have, I'm looking, over here offline or off screen, a couple different articles. Netflix to stop subscriber numbers, making an end of an era in streaming wars. I don't know about that. I think the streaming wars are very much going to continue, but what's their rationale?
Yeah, if I was an investor in Netflix, that is a data point that I would really want to know, or at least have an idea about. So that's interesting.
Well, interesting is a word. I wonder what's going to, I don't like that. Yeah. Oh, that's not too hot. Sorry, Netflix, a true time, goodness. So I don't know, a little bit surprised by this move, to be honest. I was a little, on the bullish side, although I was not trading it myself. In terms of some of the other things that are moving, we had Taiwan Semi, a little bit of a sell-off today. They reported, I believe, this morning. So not really much of a recovery, not doing too hot as well. In terms of, not my positions, we're going to go over here. In terms of some other stuff, market be marketing, and it hasn't really moved much post-market. NVIDIA be NVIDIA-ing. Very moderate day, actually, for NVIDIA, which I'm not minding at all. And then we have some of these airlines as well. United, I think, is the one that I've been the most surprised by. Look at that.
What's been going on in the airlines?
My understanding is that their CEO or someone representative from United made a statement that's the stuff with Boeing, we're going to be fine, not going to affect us. Kind of affirmed some investor confidence, which I'm surprised wasn't enough. A little reassurance. So I don't know. That's my understanding. If anyone in chat knows a little bit more about it, all I know is I've been watching these moves. Entire market is puking. That's one way to put it. Yeah, especially the Russell. Oh, my dear Russell. We used to be on such good terms. Now my dear Russell is puking, I think, is a pretty good way to describe it. Let's see if we can get some data coming up.
Sounds accurate. Yeah. A little avalanche.
A little bit of a donk, I'm not going to lie. My Russell position's not too happy. Not too happy. Breached now. A couple dollars out. Not quite at the long put, but
yeah, I was like, you're still kind of chilling in there.
I'm still kind of chilling.
You're chilling in there. The long put is looking good so far.
Yeah, it's not looking bad. I think it's just, I'm a more conservative trader when it comes to short options, So I don't really make a lot. I don't really lose a lot. It's always kind of moderate. But, you know, this is kind of, man, ever since this market started selling off, specifically in the Russell, which has been getting hit especially hard, given a lot of gains back from this year, which is a little annoying. Also, XBI, not exactly happy with me. My Baidu position is a little in a much better mood, actually, compared to earlier this morning. We're seeing, a lot of these Chinese companies just continuing to sell off, let's see. If I can, that'll be good. So yeah, a lot of these Chinese companies continuing to sell off. It kind of reminds me of like when you were talking about like, oh, Netflix isn't going to be showing their subscriber counts anymore. It kind of reminded of me of how like youth unemployment figures came out from China and it was like 20%. It was quite high. And then they're like, we're just not going to report this anymore. And
we're just not going to report one of the most important pieces of data. Don't think too much into it though. Yeah,
which to be fair, like this is kind of a problem, like underemployment when you're like not working in your field or you're having a hard time getting a job for your qualifications with a college degree. That's everyone's got this problem. But yeah, now they're like, we're just maybe not going to report youth unemployment. but you know, my Baidu position a little bit upset with me, recovering a tiny bit. My Dell position, Dell's actually down today. This is kind of, you know, it's one of those sleeper builds. So
yeah.
NVIDIA can go down apparently, not today, but apparently it can. And I guess Dell can as well. But a little bit of a moderate day in there in terms of some of the rest of these positions. Yeah, NVIDIA is actually making a little bit of money. I kind of want to, you know, probably going to take this off at a lower P&L.
A little jealous.
A little jelly? Oh, what?
A little jelly. I'm a little jelly.
You need it at 822, right?
I need it. Yes. Good memory. Yeah.
The numbers, I guess. Yeah. Well, you know, it's not. Man, the last couple of days must have been torture for you, huh?
No, not really. Last week was. Last week, definitely, when we got down to about 822. And then it absolutely had a massive rally after that. But, you know, it's a fun one. That one expired. Oh, your positions are in what, the May side?
Yeah, all these are. I sometimes I'll mix it up where I'll have like some futures options on. A rare occasion is 0 DTE or 1 DTE, but all these are 29 days. So I kind of want to close this at maybe like in an ideal world. I want to jinx it, knock on wood. But ideally at like 30% is kind of what I'm aiming for because I want to free up some capital and kind of move over to the next expiration cycle. It's getting a little ants in my pants.
I hear you.
Especially with the Russell, man. The Russell's IV rank is like 82. It's only gone up since I put it on. So, you know, it's kind of a good time, I think, to recenter on that trade. But giving it a little bit more time to breathe, I guess. And then this NVIDIA position, I think we can maybe, like, do, like, a salt ring, you know, chalk some symbols on the floor, light some candles, get incense going, maybe do some kind of conjuring to bring NVIDIA down. I'm sure a lot of people are doing that right now.
I was kind of debating on, so I know you had brought CRM to my attention.
Yeah, CRM.
Yeah, that one had another down day today. So it made a new low from a pretty big low it made. And I'm debating on rolling those calls down just like slightly.
Yeah.
Just because there's about 8 days left. So I'm going to manage because 29 days left to expiration. But I wanted to bring that up. I was like, CRM made another low. So if anybody didn't get a partake in it at those low prices, here we are. Here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. Now this was an interesting one. I'm glad that I found this. And I was thinking of putting on a position today, but because the strikes are $10 wide, I can't do my nice little baby trades. You know, I like my baby trades.
No, I know. I hear you.
Contracts and Netflix way too expensive. You know how this goes. We do. But yeah, CRM, nice little not a baby trade, but like a big brother trade maybe.
I like that. Yeah.
I'll take it. It's a little bit bigger. CRM, Salesforce over at an IV rank of 28. Some of the other tickers that I was looking at today were XOP, getting a little bit of some of that petroleum exposure, gas and exploration exposure, which is finally starting to cool off a little bit. Like a lot of these energy products have just been on a tear for months now at this point. We're finally starting to see a little bit of a dip, but there's definitely like geopolitical tensions, I think, are something to keep in mind when it comes to, you know, some of the volatility potentially to expect. I don't know. I'm just, this is another one I'm looking at, XLE potentially. XLE, slightly higher IV rank, potentially something to do in here, as well as, I'm not touching gold right now. I was going to dabble in it. I was actually going to put on a bullish trade, but like sometime last week, actually, and now it's kind of settled down a little bit. So it seems like the trend is still mostly your friend in this case, but I don't know if anyone in chat has any gold exposure. That's certainly been interesting. One to watch, I think.
Most definitely. Most definitely. What about what is oil looking like right now?
Let's take a look at some oil. Yeah, that donked. A couple dollars, a couple dollar dues.
Yeah.
Which I mean, to be fair, it's probably a pretty nice reprieve for people who've been trading these sort of neutral strategies over in oil. Especially people who sort of put positions on maybe towards the end of March. So yeah, went on a real bull run after that, and it's given a lot of those back so far. So I don't know. We're gonna have to see. I know that yeah, crude oil, energy products, kind of more of a point of conversation, I guess, these days. Interesting to
Yeah.
watch. But for me, I'm kind of like XOP. I'm kind of like an XOP a little bit more, just to get a little ETF exposure instead of some of that futures options. But I don't know. Are you in crude right now?
I'm not in crude. I've been keeping an eye on it just because it was going on such a rally, but I've just been keeping an eye on gold and oil, but not really partaking in them at all.
Gold and oil, and I don't know if you've ever traded copper futures. I've traded them a handful of times. Both of them actually worked out quite well. So there's some of that anecdotal
Yeah.
evidence, but.
Yeah, no, I was looking at the options chain earlier today. I was like 4.1, 4.2, 4. I was like, okay, these strikes moving in decimals. But no, today was one of the first days I was actually taking a look at copper. I know James had brought it to my attention.
Yeah, this has been
Yeah.
an interesting one. This one is it's sketch, man, because like there's only what maybe a couple contracts, a couple hundred contracts in open interest. So the couple times I've traded it, it is hard to get a fill. But with the tear that
Yeah.
copper's been on, sheesh,
Sheesh.
sheesh. Yeah,
Sheesh. Yeah.
could be an interesting one to look at as well, especially yeah to get a little bit diversified exposure to earnings. It's kind of getting away from it a little bit, especially out of the
Do you
tech sector.
yeah, in terms of commodities, do you kind of have a favorite one you kind of lean towards or anything like that?
Gold used to be the favorite, but as you can see, when gold goes on a tear, gold really goes on a tear. So I
Oh,
think you have to just be careful around it.
so your love for gold is conditional.
I love gold, but it is conditional. That is correct.
Conditional, conditional.
It's
All right.
conditional. I've dabbled a bit in corn. This one's been kind of interesting. Some of these, well, I
Corn.
was kind of trading corn more in February when it was really heavily selling off. A lot of these agricultural products were also kind of following that trend, and it looks like it's flattened out a little bit. We can maybe look at wheat, was kind of doing something similar. Now it's a bit more sideways, but then you get these, dude, when futures move, they move, right? So. Definitely wide defined risk is what I tend to do when I look at these, but the capital efficiency of the span margining is nice.
What this one is, this one's wheat.
This
Gotcha.
one is wheat, yes.
Whole wheat, whole wheat.
Corn. Thank you, Grumpy Mike. You always seem to know the right thing to say. Always got the best. But yeah, commodity wise, it's kind of trying to think if there's anything else. This is mostly what I dabble in.
Yeah.
Mostly what
I'm
I have.
gonna
Yeah.
say IWM, the Russell's your favorite index? No?
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
maybe we're a little bit less friendly these days, the last couple of days.
Right.
But yeah, Russell is normally my favorite, just because I mean, its IV rank is 82. If you look over at the ID
That's
index,
nice.
IV index for the 29, it's 24. Imagine if the VIX was at 24 right now.
Hey, I don't think we have to imagine. I think we could
No,
get there.
they're
I don't
fighting
know though.
words.
Don't shoot the messenger. I don't know. Hopefully, I'm just hoping. Hope isn't a great strategy. I'll just put that out there.
I see that should be on a shirt. It looks like Bitcoin's actually recovered a little bit. Greasy over in chat. It's not dead. It's actually recovered a little bit since sort of the last time that I looked at it. It dropped at 60, which that's a drop, but it's still it would have been all-time highs a couple of months ago. So
Yeah.
60 now 64 would have been all-time highs a couple of months ago. So always important to keep that in mind. But I'm not really trading much crypto these days, getting much crypto exposure. Coinbase was a whirlwind, so I'm not touching it at the moment. Are you any crypto exposure right now?
Nah, no crypto exposure. One of those ones I've kind of just been watching. Honestly, with crypto, if we end up selling back off a decent amount, that's something I personally would be interested in to add a little bit more for like long term.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we sell it off. I might have missed the train, but if we do get it, I'll be ready.
I don't know. The train seems to keep coming back to the station. So I guess we're gonna have to
Yeah.
see, but.
Yeah. And I know there's probably quite a bit of people underwater right now on crypto, just based off of what I just the sentiment on socials and that long consolidation, a lot of expectations for all-time highs. So I know that pretty significant pullback, just what, 3 days ago,
Yeah.
definitely had some people shaking in their boots a
Oh,
little bit,
yeah.
but yeah.
A lot of people shaking in their boots for sure. But yeah, I'm just sitting back watching. I only need like one of Nvidia, Coinbase, or any of those like assets that could just fly off the handle. I only need like one or two of those in my portfolio at a time to be able to sleep at night. So we're not gonna test that. We have Love That Bob. Thank you for joining us. I'm stuck in a deep in the money GC short call spread. Fortunately, I was able to roll in time. That's great. I'm in heat taking 2x, 3x loss, 14 DTE. What do you think about closing? Oh man, that's tricky. I don't like to hold positions personally past like 1.5x to 2x. Sometimes even less than that. If the capital could be better used elsewhere, that's personally what I do, because I'm like, okay, I'm just hoping to reduce some of these losses, but I'm seeing volatility elsewhere where my money could potentially be doing more. So that's kind of the trade-off that I tend to weigh. But for SPY, which we've tested more rigorously over on the research team, once you get to like 1.5, 2x the initial credit loss, your chances of a recovery get a lot lower. I think it's 50-50 around like 1x, something like that. So at that point, you're just kind of hoping. So that's, and especially like something as political as gold, with inflation continuing to be a concern, with rate cuts being less of a possibility, I would be a little bit more defensive around this, but that's just me.
No, I hear you. You're telling me, Julia, we've been raising interest rates and inflation is not cooling. Why have we been raising them? I'm just glad I'm not in Jerome Powell's position. You know, I'll criticize from the outside, but that's a tough position to be in.
Dude, that's a tough job, dude. Everyone hates you. You're like the dentist.
I know. Everyone's trying to, you know, pick apart the words you're saying, how you say them, how your voice sounds when you say them. It's just crazy. Yeah.
Oh, and then you get memed real hard. Mike's like, gotta raise him more. I'm like, honestly, I don't know. Inflation, oh man, there was a great, I think it was like Economics Explained. Have you ever watched that YouTube channel?
No, that sounds fire though.
I love Economics Explained. That's a great channel.
Economics Explained?
It's called Economics Explained. It's a great channel.
Let's go.
Recovering from inflation versus like unemployment, for example, like it's really hard to recover from really high inflation environment, especially once you spiral. So like that's really, when it comes to like monetary policy, like one of the most important things or factors that, from my understanding, like the Federal way. So it's just, yeah, they're not, numbers aren't going down fast enough, but I don't know. Someone who's more informed on macroeconomics can explain that better than me. Where's Victor when you need him?
Number go up.
The bad number go up, though.
Bad number go up.
Well, anyway, I think that's a good thought and a good little walk through the market. We do have some trivia questions. I'm very excited. What do we got today?
Got, you know, another three trivia questions. These will be a fun one. The first one's going to be might be a little tough, but it's a different kind of theme for today. So we're doing history of the stock market rather than, you know, a specific company. So it's a little different.
I like that. Absolute beginner. Fed's job is pretty easy. Just raise rates until housing is affordable again.
How tough could that be? Dude?
They've never
just raise the lever or lower the lever. Come on.
They've just turned the dial up, crank it up. But anyway, we'll get into trivia in a second. I'm excited about the category. But first things first, we do have an app. So if you want to go download that, we have points and badges and stream and chat and some very cool trading interfaces. For, you know, setting up orders. So if you want to go download that, you can find it in the App Store and the Google Play Store. And if you're also watching over on Tasty Live on the website, you can hop on over into Tasty Live's YouTube chat to give your answers for trivia. But that's just about all the bookkeeping that we need to do, and we can get into some questions. Are we ready?
Let's get it.
Let's do it.
Cool. All right, guys. Stock market trivia question number one. You know the rules. Close those browsers, but definitely put your input into the chat. So which financial crisis, named after Dutch tulip, occurred in the 17th century and is considered one of the earliest speculative bubbles in history? It was not the AI bubble. I'll put that out there. Process of elimination.
I'm just responding to people in chat. Everybody give your answers over here. A Dutch tulip, what could it possibly be?
What could it be? What is the name?
Dude, when you, the last trivia that we played on Tuesday, that freaking Coca-Cola question, I heard people laugh.
Oh, I
laugh.
Know. Isn't
I was
that question,
so,
isn't that,
oh,
isn't that question so dirty?
I heard people laughing from through the studio wall.
No.
I was so mad. I'm so mad.
I hope you remember the faces that were laughing.
So mad. Angrily tight. I'm sending in a strongly worded letter.
Okay. So an extra point if you're able to get the year, but we just need the name of the crisis.
Okay, the name of the crisis. Bonus point of 50. I think Grumpy might got it. It's the daffodil bubble.
The daffodil bubble. That is a funny one.
The daffodil. We got the floral fiasco. This is just best answers. Ooh. Funniest answers win.
Yo, that's funny. That's funny. It's not even like the wrong answers only, but I feel like that's what we're playing right now.
Funny. Tulipalooza, I like that.
Tulipalooza.
Tulipalooza, I like that. Obviously. The bulb bubble, I like that. I like floral fiasco. I think that's my favorite. It's got some pizzazz to it. It's got like a ring to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say tulip mania. That's my answer.
Okay, yes, that is a correct answer. Any guesses on the year? Anybody in chat, any guesses on the year?
Oh, 17th century. Well, that narrows it down a little bit, doesn't it? Anybody wants to guess the year? I actually don't know. What is it?
I think I worded this wrong because it's 1637.
That's 17th century, isn't it?
I know. There's a typo.
Yeah,
that would have been an extra 2 points. That would have been an extra 2 points.
Tulipalooza and I think floral fiasco, because that sounds like a ska band or something. I like that. Okay, good question. Testing. We're starting off easy. Very nice.
Nope. All right. Trivia question number 2. What was the longest bull market in the U.S. history, lasting from December 1987 to March 2000? I should have put this one first because I think this one's a little easier. It seemed like Tulip Mania came really easy for you. I did not think it would be that easy, but you got it pretty quickly.
Oh, I don't know if I know this one. Am I going to sound like a dingus? I might.
Oh.
87? 80, okay. Oh, now I don't know. Oh, no.
I think you know it.
I think so, but I'm like, 87, you know, that seems too early.
I know. No, yeah, you know it. This 87 is taken into account when it was a sleeper build.
The sleeper build, oh yeah, back in 1987. I mean, okay, oh no. Okay, everybody give your guesses in chat. I think I'm gonna give a really dingus answer, oh no. Okay, everybody, take a second. Okay, I'm gonna give my guess. Is it the dot-com bubble?
Yeah, it is.
It started in 1987?
No, I know.
That's so early. I was like,
no, you know this. I was like, you know it. It's not a trick.
I thought it'd be like 95 to 2000 or something. I didn't know it goes back to 1987. That's wild.
No.
The sleeper builds of the era. Oh, my. That was a good one. That was a good one.
If you were buying those dot-com stocks in 87, you probably have your own island right now. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I think I wouldn't. Yeah, there's a bunch of people, like, even in this office that just scooped up so many websites. They just own a ton of domains.
Yeah.
And people will pay still to this day crazy amounts of money for them. So did that appreciate more than like Pokemon cards? It might have.
Ooh, it might have. I know a lot of the I'm blanking on it. The crypto.
Like the Web3.
And I'm blanking. Yeah, you're able to scoop up those domains right now. I know.
Yeah. Yes. The new dot-com bubble.
It's almost like history repeats.
The blockchain equivalent of that. I like the Sosnov surge. I think that one is my favorite. Sosnov surge. Okay, this is a fun one. I like this one. Okay, we got
2 for 2.
All right,
let's see if we get 3 for 3. Cool. Trivia question number 3. Which U.S. president signed into law the Securities Act of 1933 and the Securities Act of 1934, establishing the framework for securities regulation and the creation of the Securities Exchange Commission? Which U.S. president? I will give you a hint.
Okay.
Not Biden, it wasn't Trump, and it wasn't Obama.
Okay, those were, I out of guesses, I have no idea. I should know my U.S. presidents better. Oh, no.
I know, this one's like a history trivia.
It's a bit of a history question, yeah. I'm like, 1933, oh no. Yeah. Oh, oh, man, I should know this a little better, too, shouldn't I? Uh-oh. Mm. It's got to be Nixon. I think Greasy got it. Richard Nixon.
Want to go with that?
No.
I'm just asking.
You're messing with me, dude. Oh, I get in your head. All right.
We'll never do that.
Was it Roosevelt? Roosevelt. Roosevelt. Reagan. A lot of people are saying Roosevelt. Was it? I don't think it was Truman. I think Truman was a little bit later than that. But something in my head is saying Truman.
Is it later than that?
I don't know.
I'm just asking.
My presidents? This is crazy. Starts with an R. Eisenhower was after World War II. Okay, that's... No, Greasy got it wrong. It might have not been Nixon.
It was, and it's also not Michael Jordan. I'll put that.
Oh, man, that was my next guess. Man, all five of my options are gone now.
I know, I could read your mind.
Oh, no. Okay, it's... Calvin Coolidge, final answer. Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm a bad American.
I will say I did hear the correct answer. I did hear it. I heard you say it when you were going down.
I really want to say Truman, but I think it's Roosevelt.
It's whatever you want it to be.
That's not true.
You're right. That isn't true.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Roosevelt, final answer.
Okay. You think you're going to go 3 for 3 on the day, Julia?
No.
You went 3 for 3 on the day.
Did I really? Oh, goody.
Yeah, 3 for 3. 3 for 3.
Oh, that could be a whole trivia category. It's just U.S. presidents. Oh, that's going to be brutal.
I know.
That would be a brutal category.
Yeah, it was. It was. Oh, I had to switch it up a little bit, but...
You come up with great questions. These are fun. The suspense is killing me. Yes. Yeah, you're right. You find very fun categories. I like this. Gets the noodles working.
The suspense
is killing
me. The suspense kills me, too, just sitting right here. Like, the suspense gets to me, too. I'm like, ooh, what is she going
to
say?
You got to try to keep a straight face and not let it show.
Poker face.
Oh, God. But very good guesses out of chat. We are just about out of time. I'll real quick just walk through some stuff that's going on with Tesla, a little bit of market news that came out today. Luis actually found this and talked about it today on the app. Tesla stock was down today, longest losing streak in 3.5 months after a downgrade from Deutsche Bank. Downgraded the stock to a hold from buy, which is, with Tesla, with something as significant as Tesla market-wise, you know, that's a pretty significant downgrade. And this is right after the news on Monday when they were going to lay off 10% of their global workforce. And their stock has just generally not been having a good time. It's down about 12% in the past week and about 8% on the year, which is, that's a lot. That's like Apple being down, 12% in a week. That's a biggie. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely not near its highs. It's all-time high since 2021. It's had quite the fall from grace. But, there was a lot of other stuff that could potentially be motivating that price action. We've talked about that many times on the show. And we have these nice little stats, these analyst ratings over in the Bad Trader platform, if anybody wants to go check those out. We just kind of thought it was funny, the price target of $22 that someone put, like one of the analysts, one of the 34
$22.
Analysts.
Tesla did something to them.
Yeah, they're just mad.
That sounds personal.
I think they took it a little personally, didn't they? But according to our TipRanks analyst ratings over on Bad Trader, we are neutral on Tesla compared to like some other companies like Nvidia, I believe, which is still a strong buy despite how inflated that it actually is. I think that's just about all we got. Do you have anything else that you want to talk about?
Oh, that's it for me. I think it was a fun one.
I think this was a fun one. I loved your questions. That was great.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, dude. Well, thank you so much for putting that together. The internet wasn't invented until 1989. The web. Well, the internet was around, but no web. That could be... The internet's a lot.
The internet's a lot. I think that's... I feel like that doesn't even do it justice. It's more than a lot.
It's more than a lot. Is it everything and nothing?
Oof.
Oof. Deep thoughts over
philosophical
here.
Philosophical, right? I know. We're getting philosophical right now.
And philosophical. That could be a whole... Oh, man. It's an interesting place. It has its positives and negatives. Do you remember, like, not being on the internet, like, a point in your life? Or have you been on the internet for your whole life?
No, I remember not being on the internet in, like, kindergarten, first grade. I remember all those times not being on the internet. I remember our household getting a computer before we even had Wi-Fi. So I remember you just had to do things locally on your computer. So I remember when they came into the picture, but I do remember not even having Wi-Fi and we still got stuff done without using Wi-Fi on a computer. Now it's like, if you have a computer and you don't have Wi-Fi, why do you even have,
Yeah, I was the same way because I've been on computers since I was in diapers. Like, but they would be like video games or like local stuff. Yeah, not the internet.
Oh, I take that back 100%. I forgot about some of the old internet games you would log on to.
Oh, like Newgrounds and stuff?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah, that counts, I think, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it does. I forgot about that memory. You just pulled it out the memory bank, so.
God, back when things used to be fun. No, that's still fun.
Back when life was simple, Julia.
It's a little simpler.
You could just get dopamine from flipping open a computer and looking at, like, pixelated games.
Give you a lot of dope. So there's this website that I like to go on, and it's just a web, like, it's a Windows 93 simulator. So you just get to goof around on this Windows 93 computer, and it's a website. And I'm like, that's like the internet that made me so excited about it. Like, anyone could make anything, and it was always just kind of dumb, but it was really fun.
Good times.
Spent countless hours on MS Paint. Now that's how you do it.
Ooh, I do remember that.
I remember some MS Paint.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you going to do? But I think that's just about everything.
Yeah.
Thank you guys, everybody, for coming. Thank you, everybody, for participating. Really good job with these trivia questions. Watch out for Tesla. Watch out for earnings. Everybody be careful. We do have Procter & Gamble reporting tomorrow. That's the one that I'm the most excited about. But everybody else, be careful out there. Position wisely. And thank you guys so much for coming.
Peace.
Peace.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.